This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
here's to Miss Old Frothing Slosh. Whenever I lift a glass of lager, I time travel back to my short-lived job as a beer promoter. I got the gig for the extra cash while working the free open mic nights at local Philly comedy clubs as I struggled to crack the stand-up comedy biz in the late 70s. My boss was a beverage distributor with lots of beer company co-op money to burn. He hired me to help burn it. I wasn't a connoisseur, mind you. Oh, I liked a cold bottle of suds, but an expert on beer, I wasn't. But where I lacked in content, I made up for in creativity. One of the brews I promoted was Maximus Super, a malt liquor in a brown and gold can from Utica Club, New York. It packed more punch than the average brewski with its 7.8% alcohol in every can. That was way more than average back then. I called it the one beer to have when you don't have time for a case. I recommended a one-can limit for the busy beer drinker. Only superheroes I mentioned could handle more and still, say, leap tall buildings in a single bound. I also promoted Whitbread Ale. It's an English product, direct from the mother country. I'd stash my bottles of Whitbread in a cooler filled with dry ice and drive to the nearest restaurant that served alcohol. When I arrived at the establishment, I'd open my car's trunk, pull a bottle out of the cooler, still steaming from the dry ice. I'd place the bottle in my black briefcase, close it up, and enter the eatery. When I met the manager, I'd say, "I've got an exciting ale to show you." I'd put my briefcase on the bar, open it up, and a huge puff of Arctic air billowed from the bottle from the dry ice. It was as though this English import created a London fog, rendering the manager and I barely visible to one another. It really wowed them. Invariably, the manager stood drop-jawed and stunned by this hops-laden potion from across the pond. I raised sails and pints in my short stint as a beer promoter, but the one beer I loved, not for the beer itself, but for the can it came in, was Old Frothing Slosh. Iron City Breweries made it as a novelty beer during the Christmas holidays in the 50s. It was promoted as the, quote, pale stale ale, so light the foam is on the bottom, unquote. In 1968, the company created a lot of buzz by adorning the can with a photo of Ms. Old Frothing Slosh, a fictional character named Fatima Yekberg. Posing as Miss Old Frothing Slosh was Marcia Phillips, a 300-pound model and go-go dancer, with, among other things, a lot of heart. According to her nephew, Dan Majors, a staff writer for Pittsburgh's Post-Gazette, who wrote a tribute to her when she died in 2000 at age 54. Dan wrote of his aunt, quote, "What counted with her was what was on the inside. A wonderful, big-hearted woman with a sense of humor that couldn't be measured in fluid ounces. Marcia shared a hearty, heady laugh with everyone by donning a bathing suit and posing for pictures that the brewery put on cans, calendars, and posters." Unquote. Evidently, Marcia lived life to the fullest. I guess you could say she grabbed all the gusto, endearing herself to her adoring nephew and beer lovers across the Keystone State and well beyond. Here's to Miss Old Frothing Slosh, the warm-hearted woman who put her smile on the cold beer with the foam on the bottom.
In some of my songs I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes...